You're listening to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing.
And moving past the bottom of the hour, welcome back to our studios in Seattle across the Puget Sound region on Talk Radio 570 KVI and Portland, Vancouver on Freedom 970, also airing across the region on the Radio Northwest Network. Wherever you may be across the Pacific Northwest, thank you for joining us. Boy, the real estate market continues to be red hot across our region, not only residential, but commercial and particularly multifamily, the apartment market. Now, if you're looking to invest in apartment real estate, keep in mind it's a very different animal, especially than residential, but even in some sectors of commercial, very specific talent required to find the right property and make sure that you accomplish your due diligence. That's why we call on Joseph Chaplick at Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. That's all they do is multifamily, the apartment market. That's all they focus on. This market remains very strong, and I wanted to get an update from Joe on what's happening now and what we can anticipate here throughout the year.
The market is strong. It always has been. The apartments are a good investment sector to be in for real estate. As far as 2016 and going into 2017, you know, I want to take a second and talk about the apartment construction, because I think that's the first thing that's going to affect a few items of this business. One, there's been a lot of permits issued for new construction all of last year. It was one of the highest years we've had probably in 20 years. And so we got a lot of product coming online here in the near future, which will, you know, hopefully help with the demand for the apartments. But also it's going to bring in probably a little higher vacancy rate as we start filling in the void of these apartments that people need with that demand. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, you know, we're dealing with a good market with vacancies being low, somewhere around the 4 or 5% factor. And I think it'll peak up a little bit. That's what some forecasters are presenting us in the near future is, you know, you're looking at the trends and you're trying to match it. I think you're going to see a little uptick in the vacancies. But again, overall strong. Anything around 5 and below is outstanding for this business.
That's good to hear. Now, you know, household formation remains very strong. We talked to Patrick Stone at WFG about that recently. You've got an improving economy, job growth, economic growth, wage growth, which is very important. Now, also factoring in, as you just mentioned, is this inventory. So it sounds like you're a little concerned that the inventory may finally be catching up with this household formation or the need for that inventory.
Yeah, I mean, there'll still be a strong demand. You know, if you look at just the population growth in Portland and in Oregon as a whole, there's a lot of people moving here. Portland doesn't have the supply for the tenants, and so this new construction is going to bring some of that. But again, there's always going to be a need for that. I just think it's going to slow down coming in the next couple of years here.
What do you think will drive that slowdown, Joe? Because I know we're starting to talk recession. You're starting to hear some forecasts about, okay, we've been pretty long into this cycle now, and you know the forecast we've had on the show from various experts anywhere from 12 to 24 months out there. You know, what's the take from your side of the campfire? What are you seeing when this slowdown may hit?
You know, probably in the next 4 to 6 quarters going forward. But the slowdown, again, is probably going to be minor compared to what we've seen in the past. I mean, we've been on an uptick for a number of years. And just looking at the apartment sales volume, 2006 was a record year. I believe there was almost $3 billion in apartment sales for 2016. You know, about 260, 270 transactions of buildings transferring. So there's a lot of activity in the market. I believe it will continue to be strong with number of transactions. A lot of these are larger buildings these days because they're building larger complexes, which Portland has a lot of under 50-unit buildings that were built, you know, throughout the 70s and 80s. So you're seeing that. I think you're going to have a change in the dynamics of the tenants, you know, new construction, higher rents. You're going to get the tenants that can afford that. The outer parts of the city, east side, you're going to see those buildings hopefully sustain where they are in rents. There's always a rent increase going forward. You know, rents do go up over time. But the real issue is, you know, this HB House Bill 2004 that I think is going to have a downside effect to the tenants, which, you know, the state is trying to help. And you know, I'd like to tell you a few things about that, if you don't mind.
Okay, Joseph Chaplick, Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate, joining us on Business Briefing. And you just touched on it. This is a very touchy subject for many people across not only the Portland metro area, but now the state of Oregon. It's House Bill 2004. Give us an overview of this bill first, Joe, before you give us your take on it. What is this all about?
Well, it started with Portland City Council. And again, I don't want to get political on your show. I'd rather just tell you the facts of what's going on in the business world of the small business apartment ownership. You know, City of Portland passed an ordinance that calls for a no-cause eviction, meaning you can't get rid of a tenant without having a cause for it. And when you do have a cause, it's a 90-day eviction, which is, you know, absurd that they can stay there for 90 days and continue harming the building as well as the unit. The other major part to this is the relocation fee. I've never seen this before. If you evict a tenant or you raise your rents more than 10% in 1 year, they can file against you for 3 months of rent to relocate them. In fact, it's, you know, 3 months rent is actually an average, but the amount's $2,900 to $4,500 an owner of a building could be spending per tenant if they file against them. So these are two ordinances or two issues in the ordinance that were passed by City Council. Now the state's looking at it. It's called House Bill 2004. The whole state of Oregon is looking to adapt this. It did pass the House. It's going to pass the Senate, if it didn't already. And it's going to be the law of Oregon. And when you look at these two items, these are the two main pieces of it, are going to be detrimental to the apartment owner because, you know, again, this is a small business. You know, these Democrats are voting for this, say they're for the small business owners, you know, but they're not if they're really looking at these, you know, bills that they're passing because they're trying to help the tenants, but they're also not helping anybody else in terms of, you know, the people that vote for them because not all people that own apartments are, you know, conservative Republicans, you know. So there are Democrats that are in there that are getting affected by this. But when I break it down into what they're trying to accomplish, Brian, they're trying to control the housing for the tenants. And when you break down the apartment business, this is what I really want to talk about with you is the business aspect to this. You have an issue here where the city and the state never looked at the other side, never talked to the business owners of the apartment industry and said, how can we work something out that helps everybody? They only looked at the tenant side. And so by doing these two ordinances or these two issues to the ordinance, and it's a 15-page document, so there's a lot more in there I'm not covering, but these are the two main issues of concern. You're going to have owners that don't have any money to put back in the building, which means buildings are going to get more deferred maintenance, more issues, I don't want to say dilapidated, but they're going to be a lower quality over time. This is a 10-year focus is what I'm looking at. Because all through the last 15 years, 10 years specifically, Portland got nicer with apartments. I think you've seen that. People put money back in the buildings and cleaned up buildings. There's no more single-pane windows. There's better water efficiency. You have energy efficiency, you know, low-flow toilets. Double-pane vinyl windows, new roofs, new insulation, new exterior siding. A lot of buildings, if not all of them, got cleaned up. And now you're asking these owners to fork out more of their cash flow to tenants, whether it's, you know, legitimate or illegitimate claim, to fight these relocation fees. So I think you're going to see people pulling back, putting money back into their buildings, and you're going to see the tenants suffer with lower quality housing in the next 10 years if they continue this.
That's Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. If you'd like to contact Joe, website josephbernard.net or 503-546-9390. Up next, a checkup from the neck up with Coach Chris Carlson.